בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני, שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. Imagine the son of a king. This king, he has anything and everything in terms of wealth. This prince, for whatever reason, he decides he doesn't want to stay in the palace. He wants to just go wander around. Nothing in particular against his father, the king. Just he wants to go see the world a bit. So the prince goes and he experiences different things. Now, when he left the palace, he took a bit of money with him, but his money runs out. He's experiencing the world in the same neighborhood as the palace, and he runs out of money. What does he do? Well, he goes to the soup kitchen, he gets a bit of food, but he hits a point where even that's not enough. He needs food, like, urgently, to the point he's now scrounging about in the rubbish dump, looking for any thrown out food that he may eat. Now, remember, this is in the same neighborhood as the palace, and a close friend of the king suddenly sees this figure scrounging about in the rubbish dump in a way that even poor people, very poor people, usually don't do. This must be an extremely, extremely impoverished individual. So he takes a bit of a closer look, the friend of the king, and he notices that this is a bit of a familiar figure. And he gets a bit closer and he notices that this is the prince, and he is shocked. What is the prince doing in the rubbish dump? And he goes over to him in shock. The friend of the king goes over to the prince and says, "What are you doing? Aren't you the prince?" And he says, "Yeah." "What in heavens are you doing in the rubbish dump?" Says the prince, "Oh, you don't understand. I haven't eaten for 2 days. I am starving. I'm ready to eat anything. Doesn't matter its state. I am so hungry. I'm ready to eat anything. I'm looking for food. I don't have any money." Says the friend of the king to the prince, "Why don't you go ask your dad for some money? He's the king. He's got a lot of money. To give you a lunch, he can provide you with 10 holiday houses. You can just go ask him for some food or some money, and he will gladly give it to you. I know him very well, and I actually know that he wants nothing more than to give to you and to help you. Just go over to him." And says the prince, "Oh, you don't understand. I'm just so busy. I'm busy with a lot of things in my life. I really don't have time. I just don't have time to go over to the palace." Remember, the palace is in the same neighborhood, but he's just too busy. He's a very busy guy, he says, and he can't find the time to go talk to his father, the king. So he'd rather scrounge around in the rubbish dump. Sounds like a stupid story. I saw this story a while ago that illustrates this concept so beautifully in a book of Rav Shalom Arush. We all think this is such a stupid way of thinking of the prince. But ultimately, if we realize and internalize that we are the prince or princess in the world, and our father, the king, Hashem, is waiting to help us at any given moment. He can help us. He wants to help us. He just wants us to find the time to ask him. We will certainly then find the time. We can never be too busy. The more one believes that Hashem is actually real and there and can help and is listening truthfully, the more one truthfully and sincerely internalizes that, the more one will take their hisboidedus seriously. Should I talk for a minute? Is that enough? What about 10 minutes? An hour? How much? There is no official limit, minimum or maximum. Hisboidedus is a relationship with Hashem. The more one believes that he is there and can help and will help and wants to hear from me, the more one will talk to him.